is Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Well, good morning, KC. I hope everybody got some sleep or some rest. The storms were awful where I was last night. Tornado sirens going off in the Northland. It was crazy high winds. You could hear the debris. It sounded like a freight train going through North Kansas City.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's like, I've never been, to me, the sirens, it's one of those things, I'm thinking, do I get up? You know when you're just tired? When you see complete darkness and you're thinking now at this point, yeah, their sirens are off for a reason.
That is so scary.
I don't think I've ever heard a siren and thought, I'm tired, do I get up? I usually have a pretty good reflex where I can be in the basement in about 1 second.
I will say it's pretty neat that the local weather people here in Kansas City kind of live for this stuff, and they were prepared for it. It's kind of neat to think with social media, you can now go turn your social media on because there were power outages all over the place at a certain time. And when they go live on their Facebook feed, it's one of those things, it's exciting, I'm glad I have it. But then you start reading people's texts, you know, how you can, and it's like, it hits you. You're like, oh, crap.
Can I tell you something that's a little frustrating, though? Because
Please.
We live in a time where a lot of people don't have actual television. We're
right.
watching it on apps or we're streaming it somehow.
Correct.
Now,
yeah.
I ended up getting just an antenna so I can have our local channels, mainly because of football. And I watched it because I was going back and forth from antenna to streaming upstairs.
Yeah.
There's a delay. If you're watching it and streaming, It's not completely live. It's delayed a little bit. And that can be a little bit scary when you think about it.
Well, especially when it comes to the sirens going off, which the sirens go off, they know when to do it. And it's like, you're right, any seconds, a delay could be a big difference.
It's significant. It's like a minute or so. Yeah.
So if you were out there, you know, text us in. Let us know if there's any damage because the scary part, it got so dark last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so dark. All I could hear was the train. I'm thinking, oh, crap. This is happening. Where do I go? Because I live high up in the air.
Yeah, I was wondering that about you, where you go.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, we got to find you a safe place on the ground level, buddy. You're not supposed to stay up high.
But it's like, then I'm thinking, you know, you start thinking, what if the building hits and then you think of everything collapsing on top of you?
I think about that all the time. We always talk about here in Kansas City, we're safe. We go to our basement. Guys, it's not a storm shelter. Like, it is
a basement?
Not.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Your house is not necessarily reinforced. If your house caves in on you, that's not going to protect you. And I think about that every time I go to my basement.
Why would you put this new anxiety into my brain, Teresa?
I mean, I'm just being honest.
I
feel like we
it.
Need to reinforce them. I know a lot of my neighbors have that part where like you basically go under your driveway. And so it is reinforced, but I don't have that in my house.
We worked in Oklahoma City for a long time, and there were a lot of tornadoes. I grew up in Texas. You had tornadoes, Oklahoma, and now, you know, Missouri. And a lot of people, to me, the only way you're safe, and it's a big business now, and that's those underground shelters that they build. You can build in a garage. You're completely safe in those things.
Do you need to, when you get those, make sure other people know you have one? So, like, if you are buried under rubble, the rescue crews know?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's all kinds of emergency things in there, like air, battery power, food, things like that. But it's, like, it's scary. Then you see the videos of the tornadoes in the past, and it makes you just say prayers for these people and
yeah.
how they survived everything being torn apart, but yet they live to tell a story.
It's yeah. so scary.
Oklahoma got hit hard again right near where my mom just moved from. It was near Tulsa.
Serious?
Yeah, there were several in Tulsa. I think there was a death in near Tulsa. It was Bartlesville, near there.
So anyway, we'll keep an eye on the weather. I don't know what it's. I haven't even looked today. I'm
we
so
have a
tired.
Chance of more storms, I believe.
Oh,
I don't think it's anything like it was yesterday, but I feel like we're not completely in the clear today. Let me look.
Did you guys get any storms at all?
Yeah, I got all the storms. I just slept through them. I was very tired last night. I woke up this morning and there's leaves all over my yard. And I'm like, all right, well, I had a good night's sleep.
I feel like in Olathe we just got rain, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, which I'm happy for.
I'm happy
there was
for
some
you
scary
too.
Stuff.
Maybe today's going to be mostly sunny. You know what? Don't listen to anything I'm saying. I'm a liar.
Well, the cool thing about this is like, it's having two states. You forget, we're in a broad area
that
we live in. There could be, you know, one county over, nothing. The next county where you are, a horrible tornado.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had the scariest thing happen to me.
What?
I had a worm in my house this morning.
Okay.
No, I mean like big giant worm to the point I had to give it a double take. Is that a snake or is that a worm? It was just sitting by my back door. I don't know how it got in.
Picture it's not real.
I got to figure out where that thing got into my house because it was just hanging out by my door. And I picked it up to throw it out and it wiggled at me like, don't touch me. And then it went really far across my patio.
All right. Well, so I hope everybody is safe out there. We're going to play Benson Boone. And then minutes later, we're going to do our first look at tabloid.
It's all about fashion. We've got to talk about the best looks from the Met Gala last night and the no-shows.
I want every bit of you. Guess I'm selfish.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tricia show. I'm sure a lot of families are having a little trouble this morning trying to wake up because the storms hit in the middle of the night. And I was just asking Tara off air because, you know, Jen is grown and has her own kids and everything. I'm just wondering, what is it like for having a little kid? Like, does your daughter understand or get scared of storms?
If there's like a boom out of nowhere, a thunder clap, she'll run to me and go, whoo, and I say, no, it's cozy. And then she agrees with me that it's cozy.
It's cozy.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the sirens are going off, and if you live, you know, north, and I don't know where else the sirens went off. I just know where I live, they were going off for a long time. And storms were there, and it sounded like a freight train. If I was a little kid, I think I'd be panicked.
I do, too. I think about that a lot when things are happening that are scary to me as an adult.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd be nervous. I don't show her. I just have my poker face all the time.
All the time, yes.
And then I go in the bathroom and we're like,
Because you think about that, in the middle of the night last night, and I know because I was reading threads that some of the TV stations are putting up, and they're having to get their kids up and really take shelter. Just text in if you know, have an experience or a story, 816-476-7093. The good luck, good news today, sunny, high of 78.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I like that Grace is so easily influenced like a Jedi, kind of like Rocket. It's scary. No, it's cozy. Yes, it's so cozy.
I'll be honest. She is pretty much like that right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, Rocket, the girls are going to talk, so just chill out for a minute. We got to talk about all the fashion last night.
Deal.
At the Met Gala.
Oh, I watched it.
You should know that Taylor Swift, Rihanna, they were not there. Rihanna actually had the flu. She was planning to be there. Katy Perry was also not there, even though an AI-generated image of her went so viral that even her mom thought she was there and tweeted about
it. That one got me. I was like, oh my gosh, she looks so pretty. Yep. It did not look like an AI image.
She wasn't there. One of the co-chairs, Zendaya, walked the red carpet twice. First in a stunning blue and green peacock-inspired gown. That one was my favorite.
Mine too.
Her second look was a very long black gown with a hat filled with colorful flowers. Sarah Jessica Parker and Andy Cohen, who cares what she was wearing? I love that they were holding hands and together on the red carpet. Cardi B shut down the red carpet while her team of 9 people had to spread out her enormous dress and carry her up the stairs. Lots of people being carried up the stairs last night. Kim Kardashian, because her dress was so tight. Tyla's dress was made of sand and sculpted to her body. She had to be carried up the steps.
Oh, I didn't see a picture of her yet.
Mm-hmm. It's very well sculpted to her body. Very beautiful. But it was just funny that they all had to have help getting up the steps. They couldn't walk because their outfits were so tight. It's not about comfort, definitely, at the Met Gala.
Oh, I wonder if they like put on sweats inside, though, and we don't know it.
Probably.
When they're inside the Met Gala, they're like, oh, thank goodness.
Probably. Did you see Doja Cat? She wore a floor-length wet T-shirt. It wasn't anything fancy. It was a wet T-shirt that went all the way to the ground, and that was an upgrade because when she left the hotel, she was photographed wearing a towel.
I thought it was like ripped up T-shirts, though. Was it just one big
T-shirt? Hers was a wet T-shirt.
Oh,
Doja
my gosh.
Doja Cat's was, yes.
Wow.
Rita Ora wore a nude bodysuit with strings of beads that covered just the important parts.
She looked so saucy. Rocket, have you seen her yet, Rita Ora?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She, sensual is what I would call her dress.
And then Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, they actually ended the gala. They closed it out with a performance from Wicked because we're getting excited about that show.
Cool.
That was awesome. Camila Cabello, she wore a sparkling gown while holding a block of ice as her accessory. And speaking of her, she announced yesterday on Instagram that she's dropping a new album. So this will be Camila's 4th solo album. It'll be called CXOXO alongside, when she posted, she released cover art as well. And it will drop on June 20th. 28th. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Good morning, KC. Have you guys seen the viral video of the Denver Water Department doing the Backstreet Boys?
I haven't seen it, no.
Tell me what.
But that's impressive.
It's cute.
Yeah. All right. Trending's coming up in 2 minutes.
Yes. Is Bucky's coming to Kansas City and how Snoop Dogg is making history?
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tricia show. A big thank you to the local weather people who really said yesterday, guys, the storms are going to happen, and they did. And the sirens went off. There was tornadoes. I think a lot of people are anxious to see when it turns daylight how much damage was actually done here in the metro area.
Yep. Other stories trending today besides that, because there were a lot of power outages near the Ozarks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. Did your power ever go out?
No, but it flickered a few times.
Yeah, so we'll continue to follow up on that. Other stories this morning, though, Bucky's might be coming to Kansas City. Records show that Bucky submitted a preliminary plat near the Legends and Kansas Speedway for officials in Wyandotte County to review. Pew, pew, pew. I'm excited about that.
My husband went to a Bucky's on a recent work trip, and he brought home so much merch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I didn't think he was that type of person.
If you are on a road trip and you, first of all, cleanest bathrooms I've ever seen on a road trip.
Amazing.
If that is the only thing that we get out of it, it's worth it. But also, when you're on a road trip and you want a snack, it's overwhelming because they have all this food that they're making fresh right there, pizza and barbecue and chicken, and then they have taffy and beef jerky and, like, you know, chocolate dipped pretzels and all. It's like you almost decide I can't pick, and so then you just walk out with nothing.
Man, it sounds like a stoner's paradise, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Miss USA Noella Voigt is resigning from the title. She says that she needs to focus on her mental health. She won that title of Miss USA 2023 from Utah. The makers of sriracha sauce halting production until Labor Day for fear of a shortage. Production is down because severe weather has affected the quality and availability of its peppers. It is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today's actually Teacher Appreciation Day. Lots of your favorite restaurants are having specials for you. Just look for the hashtag Teacher Appreciation Week. And Snoop Dogg made NCAA history because he's going to have the first ever college football bowl game presented by an alcoholic beverage company. This December, we will see the first Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
I love
Snoop.
It. Absolutely
Seven
love
on
it.
And
amazing. That's what's trending on Mix.
Dua Lipa, she looked good last night at the gala, don't you think?
I don't think I saw her,
oh,
actually.
She looked really, really.
She always looks good.
I mean, really, a pair of shorts and t-shirts, she looks good.
Yeah.
That's not what she wore last night, though, is it?
Oh, no. It was kind of like a black-type dress.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it didn't really capture the theme that they were going after. Some people know the assignment when they go to the gala.
Some people did interpret it differently, though. Like, some people actually wore, because it was garden, and some people wore, like, leaves and flowers, and other people just kind of looked like they were going to a garden party.
And J-Lo, isn't she on the board, and she just dressed.
No, her dress actually had.
I didn't see that part.
If you break it down, it actually, the lace kind of looked like leaves or flowers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she looked stunning, but it wasn't avant-garde enough for the Met Gala.
Oh, that's a big word for you, Dan.
You know, we talk on this show all the time about giving away concert tickets. You can win concert tickets without listening to the radio.
You guys just have to come by and see us and say, hola. So it is almost time for the Tacos and Tequila Festival. It's coming up June 1st at Legends Field, T-Pain, Ashanti, and more. And what we're doing is every Tuesday, we're out giving you a chance to win. So tonight, join us at Cactus Grill in Leawood. That's the one off of 119th and Row. We'll be there between 5 and 6 p.m. for your chance to win tickets.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tricia show. I hope everybody is safe. Last night was kind of crazy. And I will give thanks where it's due. And that is every single weather guy in Kansas City and girl said these storms are coming and people were prepared. So I'm so
Their
glad.
Window was pretty accurate,
it
too.
Was
they said between 7 and what, 1 a.m.?
7 and 1. Mm-hmm. And it happened around a little before 11 for me. But I also had a storm in the afternoon around 1:30. And it lasted for about 5 minutes and it was horrific. I was like, geez, what is happening?
That was just your little Winnie the Pooh cloud. God was like, here, Rocket, this is for you.
I'm glad everybody's okay. All right, coming up after Lose Control, Teddy Swims.
Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see NF at T-Mobile Center this Friday with trivia.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Good morning, KC. Happy Tuesday. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Hey, coming up next, Lil Nas X. But first, let's give away a pair of concert tickets to see NF with Rocket and Teresa Trivia.
Yeah, he's coming to the T-Mobile Center this Friday. You just have to answer one of my trivia questions correctly. Call now to play 816-476-7093.
Now, this show is coming up, right? You said how?
Yep, when? Friday.
Oh, my gosh, that quick.
The day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow. I like that.
Does that check out?
Yep.
I think so.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, are you ready?
I think.
All right, Cheryl. In the periodic table, what atomic number is chlorine?
Cl.
No.
Sorry.
I would have just hung up.
I just hit the mic. Good morning, Mix.
Good morning.
Hi, you ready?
Yes.
What is the name of the musical set in the 1950s and featuring songs such as I Feel Pretty and America?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
I know that one. See, I know the important things.
You know that one?
Yep.
Wow. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Emily.
Emily, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Eminem's 8 Mile is named after a road in which city?
Texas?
No, that's also a state, but that's okay.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Going once? Going twice? Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there?
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
I did.
There we go. What's your name?
Madison.
Madison, how many faces are there on Mount Rushmore?
4.
Yes, good job. You nailed it.
Now name them.
No, don't. You get a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center this Friday.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
You bet. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold real quick and come back and get all your info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. All right, coming up in about 12 minutes, guys, we're going to acknowledge, to me, some of the most important people in the world, but first give the answers to
there
the
you
trivia.
Go. Yes.
Eminem's 8 Mile is named after a road in which city? The answer is Detroit. In the periodic table, what atomic number is chlorine? The answer is 17. And the name of the musical set in the 1950s featuring songs such as I Feel Pretty in America is West Side Story.
All right, 12 minutes, we acknowledge our teachers.
Let's drink, you the one to please.
Good morning, class.
It is National Teacher Day.
Are you my teacher?
National Teacher Day has been around since 1953.
Recognizing the hard work and dedication of our teachers.
She's everybody's favorite teacher.
The teachers here are teachers here because they actually love children.
Happy National Teacher Day.
Showtime. We have so many teachers in the metro area who do so much for our kids. So we would love for you to call in 816-476-7093. Acknowledge somebody. Maybe it's yourself. It's okay. Or text in your favorite teacher because, look, teachers, we had nurses yesterday. Teachers and nurses, to me, are two of the most incredible things and jobs that we need as a society.
And underpaid.
Underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
They just do it because that's what they're just, it's in their DNA to be a teacher and help people. I love that. So 816-476-7093. You can call or text, brag about a teacher. Good morning, Mix. Go ahead. Turn your radio down. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm a teacher.
Hi.
But I want to shout out a teacher from Belton High School, Kim Robinson. She's amazing, and I still look up to her till this day, still hang out with her. So everything I do is because she did it when I was her student.
Wow, that's so wonderful.
That is amazing. I also love it when, like, moms who are teachers and then their daughters become, or
become
sons
teachers.
Become teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there?
Turn yes. I want to recognize.
Turn your radio down, hon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to recognize Mrs. Reimer from Mill Valley High School in Shawnee, Kansas.
Shout out, Woo.
Tell us about her. What does she teach?
She teaches choir.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Josie, and I want to recognize my teacher.
Okay, what's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Corbin.
Tell me about Mrs. Corbin. What makes her so special?
She's my fifth grade teacher, and it's just been a rough year, and she's been helping me a lot.
That's Aww. What teachers do. I love yeah. that. Well, you hang in there, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Have a good day, Josie.
You too.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to recognize my mom.
All right. Tell us about your mom.
She works at Central Middle School. Her name is Miss Odell.
and I think she just does a really great job.
That's awesome. I appreciate you calling. I'm sure your mom is very happy for you. Have a good day. We're talking about teachers. It's National Teachers Day. And keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093.
Abby says, shout out to one of my besties, Gabby at Smithville Elementary. She is so kind and caring, and I am so proud of her. Emily wrote, we love our teacher team this year, and I'm going to be sad when it's over. Shout out to Mrs. Vile, Mrs. Holiday, and Miss B. Thank you for being in our guys' corner. This says, at the school, Clark Middle School in Bonner Springs, Kansas, the choir teacher is amazing, Mr. Shoemaker. And then this is from Frankie. It says, I'm in first grade at St. Joseph in Shawnee, and my teacher is Mrs. Schulte. She is nice and kind and my favorite teacher.
I love that. Keep your text coming in. We'll revisit this after 8 o'clock, 816-476-7093. We're minutes away from trending.
Yeah, and I have something really important to talk about, the perfect way to cut your sandwich.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Tuesday. I gotta tell you, man, last night scared me a little bit. You know, when you're asleep, you hit a storm. Sometimes I think, too, you know, Tara and I have talked about this, that a storm can be kind of calming and I'll just go right back to bed.
Sure, thunder.
But man, when those sirens go off, that's a different story.
I slept through everything last night. 16 tornadoes have been reported in 6 different states, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, South Dakota, the most destructive storm being in Oklahoma, just north of Tulsa. Now, there is potential tornado damage being reported around multiple parts of Joplin, including power lines down, trees down, block streets. They're having a press conference at 9. As far as our metro area here, I'm just seeing a lot of generalized stuff. So if you have damage or if you think that there was something worse than what we're reporting, let us know. Give us a text, 816-476-7093.
And just because you didn't maybe have damage or see it, doesn't mean you can ignore the sirens when they're going off. Always take shelter when those things are going off.
Yeah. Miss USA Noah Leah Voigt is relinquishing her crown to focus on her mental health. In a statement, she said, never compromise your physical and mental well-being. Our health is our wealth. Couple of standouts from the Met Gala last night. Zendaya, who was a co-chair, walked the red carpet twice, first in a blue and green peacock-inspired gown, and the second in a long black gown with a hat filled with colorful flowers. Love that one. Doja Cat wore a floor-length wet t-shirt. Tyla's dress was made of sand and very sculpted to her body. And Katy Perry was called one of the best dressed, but guess what? She wasn't actually there. That was an AI version of her that was fake being generated. But it was so believable that even her mom was going on social media talking about, oh, I didn't know you were at the Met Gala. You look beautiful.
It was truly so good. I feel like when people post headshots and stuff online, you can tell it's AI generated.
Yeah.
But this Katy Perry picture, I thought she was really there.
And
it looks just like her.
I don't know if that is a dress that someone else has worn. I don't know if she previously wore it, if it's a completely fake dress, but honestly, if it was real, that would have been my favorite dress of the night.
Seriously.
And finally, a random guy in Florida whose name is Ryan Duff has posted a photo of a grilled cheese sandwich cut into 3 pieces, and people online seem to think it is the optimal way to cut a sandwich. Now, it's in a Y shape, so just pretend like you're cutting the letter Y into your sandwich.
Right.
And he says that it provides the correct ratio of crust in every bite. People are even calling it the Duff cut. I think that's stupid. When I was little, it was either the triangle shape, or my mom would cut it into 4 pieces. I feel like the little 4 pieces is the most optimal.
To me, a grilled cheese sandwich is always the triangle.
Have you ever had
for
the little 4 pieces?
Soup. Yeah.
I think the 4 pieces is awesome.
I got to cut top to bottom.
Do you mean just straight halves?
Yeah, is that crazy? Oh,
okay, you're a psychopath. If you're only going to do 2 pieces, it at least has to be the triangles, right, Rocket?
Yes.
How have we been in this room with this person for so long and not known she's a psychopath? That's what's trending on Mix.
Good morning, Kansas City. Coming up next, Olivia Rodrigo, one of my favorite songs, Obsessed. But first, let's do this.
Good morning, class.
It is National Teacher Day.
Are you my teacher?
National Teacher Day has been around since 1953.
Recognizing the hard work and dedication of our teachers.
She's everybody's favorite teacher.
The teachers here are teachers here because they actually love children.
Happy National Teacher Day.
Showtime.
We want to hear from you. Do you have that favorite teacher? Better yet, are you a teacher? We want to hear from you. 816-476-7093. Teachers do so much for our kids here in Kansas City. Last year, we had a little kid call in and said, hey, man, it's been a tough year. And we're just like, you kind of feel for a little kid like that. And he goes, but my teacher will stay and work with me all the time.
Yeah, that's so
That's nice. The kind of stuff that, you know, Teresa, you mentioned that they're not doing it for the money.
Definitely not. And now's probably the best time to really appreciate them, seeing as how we're in the home stretch and they're probably really burned out right now.
So 816-476-7093. You can call or you can definitely text. We want to hear about your favorite teacher and just say hi and give them a little phrase, a little praise. I wish we could give them more money. But that's just not the way things work. Let's go to the text line.
This one says, I'd like to appreciate Mrs. Casey Rivera, a teacher at MacArthur Elementary on Fort Leavenworth.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Cooper.
Hi, Cooper. Who do you want to say who do you want to say thank you to?
Miss Hudson.
Well, tell me about Miss Hudson, buddy.
She's my teacher in third grade, and she's one of my favorites.
Is she super nice to you?
Yes, she's the top favorite.
The top favorite. All right, Cooper, you have a good day. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, man.
My favorite teacher is my wife. She teaches at Ingalls Elementary in the Hickman Middle School District. She's a special education teacher. She's got four kids going to the Special Olympics in Missouri. She is the best teacher I've ever met. So I'm going to say, go Britt. Love you. You're awesome. Aww.
Dude, sounds like you won the lottery with her.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. I can't really say a whole bunch of stuff because, I don't know, it's speechless how awesome she is. So
I love that, buddy.
She's a really awesome teacher.
That's sweet.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Going once.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Arrow.
Hi, Arrow. How are you?
Good.
Tell us about your teacher.
So my first, second, and third grade teacher were all my favorites.
Why?
Because they all were really nice.
That's so good.
That's a good part, a good characteristic of being a teacher, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
And I believe my second grade teacher let us have a party for no reason.
Those are the best kind of parties.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because we feel like having one.
Arrow, you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there?
I thank my teacher for being helpful and helping me with my math problem.
Oh, math is hard. That's a good teacher.
What's your name?
Elena.
I appreciate you calling. You have a good day, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aww, Tara, does that make your baby want to come out now?
Yeah, I'm actually like pushing down on her right now, and it's not successful so far.
Oh, so cute.
Good morning, Mix. Hi, who's this?
This is Isabel.
Isabel, tell me about your teacher.
My favorite teacher is Miss Tapia.
And why? What does she do that's so nice?
She has helped me with my reading a lot.
That's good. Teachers are very patient. Well, thank you for calling and bragging about your teacher.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Love kids. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. My favorite teacher is Ms. Goodson because she does these fun projects with us, and she's really nice.
That's great. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
I appreciate you calling, and I'm sure your teacher does, too. Thank you very much. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. This is McKenna. I wanted to shout out Mrs. Bruce over in Briarwood Elementary in Prairie Village.
Okay, what do you like about her?
She is my son's kindergarten teacher, and let me tell you, she works extremely, extremely hard. Sometimes I go to volunteer to kind of help out so she can get one-on-one time with the students, and then once I've done that a couple times, I'm like, God bless these teachers.
That's right.
She is amazing.
I love that. Thank you so much. These phones are blowing up. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I want to shout out Miss Finley. She's really nice to us, and she's always helping out everybody.
That's what teachers do. Thank you so much. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wanting to call in my kindergarten teacher.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm 26 years old now, and Debbie Mercer from Pleasant Hill, she was the most amazing kindergarten teacher. My brother was able to have her, too, and still to this day, I keep in contact with her.
That's amazing.
Really cool.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Hey, listen, we have to take a break. We're going to play Olivia Rodrigo. Keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. It is all about the music, all about the concerts. We've been giving away so many tickets to concerts lately because there's so many great shows coming to KC this summer. And we have another concert that's coming to town. And this is going to be one of my favorite because I have so many friends. Hey, man, can you get me tickets? I want to go to Phase Fest, man. And we have a pair of tickets for you.
Yep, it's the second annual Phase Fest, June 2nd at Legends Field. If you win this pair of tickets, you'll also be a finalist to win a pair of VIP tickets. This year's artists, Boys Like Girls, Senses Fail, Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, Hoobastank, Secondhand Serenade, Emery, and DJ Joey Donut, with tons of other festival experiences. You just have to answer one of my trivia questions correctly, 816-476-7093.
Good luck. And once again, if you miss one, keep trying, keep playing, because we will keep asking questions, different questions, till we get a winner. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Courtney.
Courtney, here we go.
It's one of the most universally liked foods, with almost 93% of people saying they love it. What is it?
Pizza?
No, not pizza.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Easton.
Easton, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Easton. What kind of alcohol is Sailor Jerry? What kind of alcohol? Okay. Sorry, good luck.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Emma.
Emma, here we go.
Emma, what was the name of the talking teddy bear introduced in the 80s that could read stories from a cassette tape?
Ted.
What?
Ted.
She said Ted.
I mean, that's close.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, Miranda.
Miranda, here we go.
What is 1.9 minus 0.7?
I'm out.
Negative 6.
Nope.
My brain exploded.
Trisha just threw her headphones across the room.
I don't do math. God.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Steven.
Steven, here we go.
Who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Cher?
Nope.
Rocket, do you know that one?
No, I don't. Well, I think I do.
You think you do?
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Denise.
Here we go.
Optimus Prime is a character in what movie franchise?
I know this one. Transformers.
Yay, you did it. You get a pair of tickets to Phase Fest June 2nd at Legends Field.
Yay.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info.
Let me quickly go through these answers. 93% of people saying they love popcorn. The talking teddy bear that can read stories from a cassette tape was Teddy Ruxpin,
who will give you nightmares, by the way. Creepy thing.
Sailor Jerry is rum. 1.9 minus 0.7 is 1.2. And the first woman in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was Aretha Franklin.
Oh, we should have known that.
We should have. But now that you think about it,
you know
I do.
She doesn't get any respect.
I'm done.
Our
last look at tabloid is minutes away.
Yeah, we actually have some breaking news. Toronto police on the scene of a shooting outside Drake's home. I'll give you all the latest.
Good morning, KC. It's Rocket and Tracy's show. We are taking a last look at tabloid.
Yeah, breaking news. Toronto police investigating a shooting that happened outside rapper Drake's home overnight. One person suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to the hospital. We don't know much. It's a developing story, but police have confirmed the injured person is not Drake. Bravo star and entrepreneur Bethany Frankel and her fiancé, Paul Bernan, have broken up after 6 years of dating. Now for more, let's check in with our resident Bravo Housewives expert, Tara.
Hey, I know nothing about this, but they did have a pretty big age gap. I did feel that he was wealthy, so he was a good match for her. However, nobody's as wealthy as Bethany, so that's got to be hard. Will she return the rock that's the size of the earth? TBD.
All right. Thank you very much, Tara. Tom Selleck hoping the suits at CBS will change their minds about canceling Blue Bloods because if he doesn't keep working, he says he could lose his 63-acre ranch. And one of the co-chairs of last night's Met Gala seems to be winning as far as one of the best dressed last night. Zendaya walked the red carpet twice, first in a stunning blue and green peacock-inspired gown and second in a black gown with a hat filled with colorful flowers. One of the most talked about things is Katy Perry and her beautiful floral dress, which, by the way, was not real because she wasn't there last night. It was AI generated, but images of her went viral so much that even her mom thought she was actually there. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab and go meals that are delicious from Lane Kitchen KC. Locally owned with four locations, lanekitchenkc.bottle.com.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Does anybody else, are you worried or concerned about Britney Spears?
Every time she posts something,
oh my
yes.
gosh,
it's yeah, it's crazy.
Terry, you're a huge fan. What do you think about this?
I don't know. When that thing happened in the hotel with her fighting her partner, my first thought was she's been set up by people that don't support her. But then she posted that she'd been set up, and it was very rambling. I think possibly she has bad people surrounding her, and she's having some mental health issues.
Maybe this is just me. I have strong feelings about this. I think she never should have gotten out of the conservatorship. That's just me.
She should have had a different conservator, probably.
I thought that's kind of what the plan was, actually.
Same.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be going that way. We actually have a lot of movie news that came out today.
Okay.
And Rocket, I'm going to save the best for last because I think you'll be interested in it.
Thank you.
Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, we all love them and wish they were together in real life. Is it just me? Am I the only one that feels that way? They want to work together at least one more time. And Keanu thinks it should be another Speed movie. Mister, you missed your chance. If you had been in Speed 2, it might have actually been a decent movie, but you turned it down and then it sucked. So I don't know if you deserve to have another chance.
Why not?
They should do another Magical Cabin Mailbox movie where they're in different times and they send letters to each other and fall in love.
I love that movie, but it didn't do very well. And a lot of people think it's one of their worst movies.
Well, those people are silly dorks.
Vin Diesel is working on his next Riddick movie. It's finally going to start shooting in August. And Rocket, now this isn't happening. It's just a thought. Cole Hauser, who plays Rip on Yellowstone, thinks that there should be a spinoff, and the spinoff should be just about his character Rip and Beth.
I love it.
I think that would be a great spinoff, don't you?
Everybody would watch this show.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see more about them and where their life is going and like the little boy that they've kind of taken under their wing and what happens to him. You know what? This time, I don't care what storyline. Just bring the stupid show back, okay? We've been waiting forever, Kevin Costner.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. You know, we are giving away so many concert tickets to great shows. Every great show that comes to Kansas City, we have tickets. And, you know, you can listen to the radio all day if you want to, but there's other ways that you can win tickets with this radio station.
Yeah, because, you know, it's Taco Tuesday, right? And we have tickets for the Tacos and Tequila Festival. It's coming up June 1st at Legends Field, T-Pain, Ashanti, Chameleonaire, a whole lot more. So what we're doing is every Tuesday, Mix 93.3 will be out somewhere giving you a chance to win tickets. Tonight, we'll be at Cactus Grill in Leawood. It's off of 119th and Row. We will be there from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we're going to do giveaways every 30 minutes.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Every 30 minutes.
And we have general admission and VIP.
All right. So hopefully the weather is going to be great today. What, high of 78? After last night, I am exhausted. And I'm sure a lot of families who live north, like Liberty and Parkville, everything by Zona Rosa, those sirens went off for a very long time last night.
This was Rocket's favorite moment this morning when he goes, oh, God, I'm so exhausted. Aren't you? No, actually, I slept.
She slept like a baby.
I thought he was going to stab me in the eye.
Well, here's the deal. I know for a fact, if you had sirens, you would be up.
Actually, Rocket, I have slept through them before, and I've slept through a 6-point earthquake, so don't underestimate me.
He sleeps like a rock?
You're bragging about that?
Yeah, it's not healthy.
Okay. No, it's not. All right, Steve's coming up next, but before we leave,
we'd like to do a second look. Finally, a random guy in Florida whose name is Ryan Duff has posted a photo of a grilled cheese sandwich cut into three pieces, and people online seem to think it is the optimal way to cut a sandwich. Now, it's in a Y shape, so just pretend like you're cutting the letter Y into your sandwich.
Right.
And he says that it provides the correct ratio of crust in every bite. I feel like the little four pieces is the most optimal.
To me, a grilled cheese sandwich is always the triangle.
Have you ever had
for
the little four pieces?
Soup. Yeah.
I think the four pieces is awesome.
I got to cut top to bottom.
Oh, do you mean just straight halves?
Yeah, is that crazy? Oh,
okay, you're a psychopath. If you're only going to do two pieces, it at least has to be the triangles, right, Rocket?
Yes.
How have we been in this room with this person for so long and not known she's a psychopath? Baby Grace, I'm going to come save you, girl. I'm going to come save you and cut your sandwiches the correct way.
Kansas City, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye. Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.